Hello, Baldy Yabu. How are you? I'm feeling pretty dandy. Spick and span and dandy. Just had a lovely ham and tomato sandwich. It is about 11 o'clock, I think. I don't know what time it is. I haven't got a clue what time it is. Oh, actually, it's nearly 12:45. So time flies this morning, I guess. Yeah, I just want to do a little post. I started reading a new little motivational book. Well, it's a fitness and health and all that sort of book as well, called The Belly Off Diet. And I've done my 2 minutes exercise thing. They give you like 6 or 7 different things to do for 15 seconds. I've done that this morning. And I sat down with Sam briefly yesterday and we went through it and said, you know, can we do this? And, you know, let's at least try it for 1 week and see if we can carry it on. You basically eat 6 times a day, but you eat, you know, proper stuff, high protein, fiber, sort of, you know, energy stuff. And instead of snacking on the in-between stuff. And also there is not a prerequisite in there, but there is also a suggestion to knock alcohol on the week for, on the head for 4 weeks, which, you know, I can do, and I don't see it being a problem, but I just don't know when that month's going to be. I really should just stop now and not have it for 4 weeks, but I don't know if I could do that. I really don't know. That's one of the tough things. It's going to have to be basically the sugars in the alcohol cut down the amount of ability for your fat to break down, that's what I was reading pretty much in the book yesterday, and yeah, I'm pretty motivated. Hopefully tomorrow or Thursday, depends on when some cash clears for one of these servers that I've sold, I'll have the final part of money to put towards my mountain bike, which I was going to get last week, and it'd be quite liberating actually. I got rid of my car about 2 or 3 weeks back. I basically sold it to Sam's brother, who's done up the exhaust and this, that and the other. And I think he's either selling it or doing something. I can't remember what he was doing with it. But basically, some of that cash went towards the cats. And both of the cats have been studded. So that's cool. That means that, you know, coming up to Christmas, things will be cool for Christmas on Sam's side. So I'm chuffed about that. That's one less thing to be concerned about is Christmas. I'm pretty excited about getting the bike. It gives me a little level of freedom that, you know, one thing about not having a car is you do rely on some people can't do this, but you do rely on other people or public transport. And there's some nights where I, you know, want to go out at 8, 8:30, maybe to nip down to the Greeky. And it's impossible really because of the bus services probably every hour. And it's just awkward. Whereas if I had the mountain bike, jump on the bike, it'd probably take me 30, 35 minutes to get from here to there, which is a trek, but also it's bloody good exercise. And I don't mind all that. That's cool. I don't mind that at all. I like the idea of, I enjoyed the walking between here and the other, down to Sam's. And that, and I wish I could do that every single day, but I just, with my head the way it is in terms of getting engaged in all these projects, I don't feel the urgency, I don't know why, to go out and do the walking. Whereas the bike, it's a bit more accessible. Jump on, bang, gone. You know, go blast around the area, come back. I don't know. Can't explain it. Maybe it's almost like a lazy man's walking. Today is quite an average day, really, outside. Tuesday, overcast, reasonably warm. I've been pacing back and forth, looking at various things, what's important, what's not important, and sort of compartmentalising those things. And I've been looking on Work Train for jobs, obviously. And I've got a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 things. One of them is pretty much passed over. One of them, actually, I can get rid of that one because that one's expired, which was a bit of a shock this morning, but it's probably for the best. Ammo box posts. I've got to look at doing the footer, custom footer. halfway through the Nosh It thing. jQuery slider, I don't know what I've put that on there for. I don't know what that means. And messing around with a mock-up for Uvu for doing an interactive chat and live stream, which will be pretty neat stuff. So yeah, busy, really. Hoping for some more projects to come in, because I am a little bit sort of on edge about projects coming in. But I had a real good chat yesterday with Patty Hartwell from New York. She's got a really cool eco project thing on, just about to float in the next couple of months, I guess. I think they're just working through how to go about it, and it sounded really, really interesting, actually. And we were talking about WordPress and hosting and all that. And we ended up speaking for about 2.5 hours, but it was great. It was great to catch up. There's a load of people I wish I'd catch up with regularly on a weekly basis, but I just don't seem to get around to it. It just doesn't happen. People's lives gets in the way, doesn't it? But yeah, I owe somebody a video message, I just remembered. I must do that. I think I'll jump on and do that in a second. What else was I going to tell you? I can't remember what else I was going to tell you. Is that it? Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Other than that, my back's getting better. Although, I didn't sleep very well last night, and so I stayed in bed a couple more hours this morning than I should have done, probably. But, yeah, it's getting better. I'm looking forward to seeing Chella today, because it's Sam's day off, so she's gone on a mission somewhere. I'm going to touch base with her in a minute and see where they're at. I hope you're having a good day wherever you are. I'm just about to set up for Audio Gravity now and record today's Audio Gravity. And then I'll probably do a little bit more searching for some new stuff. And then I'll go through my Evernote and have a look, putting some content, some meat on some of these posts. I'm trying to work out how to formulate the posts, the separate pages for the content for the ammo box regarding, you know, each box spec, because I've got each box's spec, but also I need to finish those before I contact the sponsors again, because they wanted to see a bit more of a complete site. There's two videos up there, but really I need to set up my green screen and the lights in the kitchen in here. So that I can record each piece of the current equipment so that people can see what's going inside the box. But I don't know how to present it. I'm not sure if to have it like in a video player in the footer. I don't know if to have it like a media button like I have on Medium where it pulls it in. I've not really decided that yet, but I need to think about that. But I think it will be using cloud files and using their PHP library and do something snazzy with that. I've got a feeling that I might, after our current development list, which is to install the new responder admin, play around with the new fire hosey thingy for Twitter stream, and do the separate API block of media for the top of media. And once those three things are done, then we'll move on to Stream API and Uvu service. Once those five things are done, then I'll probably sit down and have a look at the media theme, how I'm going to plug all that in. I guess I can record all that content and then just think about it afterwards. I have a tendency to do that. I have a tendency to think how it's all going to fit together, and then that makes me pause massively. So I think I'm going to just do the content and then look at how I'm going to integrate it. But I've set my kitchen. The kitchen's quite nice at the moment. We've tidied that up and set myself a little chair. I'm thinking of putting my laptop out in the mornings on the table, have my breakfast, and do just get straight to the blog post. Literally have the system ready to go to do blog posts, and that way I actually make a physical disconnect from the desk and come back to the kitchen and blog. I think you have to have that physical disconnect. I know Chris Brogan goes to the coffee shop every day pretty much to do his stuff, because he has to have that physical disconnect from the house, and I agree with that sentiment exactly. You have to have that move away from it. The problem with that being at the desk is that it's too easy for me to fire up a video stream or to surf on other stuff. I can still do that on the laptop, but I think it's a conditioning thing. You know, you have to condition yourself into, this is going to be my area for blogging. And I need to do that. I've got it in my head that I really need to be blogging at least 10 posts a day. Now, they don't have to be massive posts, but literally overviews of things that I've seen for mobile media making, but also feedback onto devices and things that might not be working so great and wish they could change. Because my intention really is, in part of it, is to feed it back to the companies. I think there's a massive big issue is that the companies don't feed this information that they capture in forums back to the people who build the product, the designers. The designers are not using this stuff in the field. They're just designing it. It's like, yeah, we've designed it. There it is. Look at it. It's cool. But the people who are actually physically getting it out of the car every single day, taking it into work or their project or whatever. Smallest things like the feet might drop off it, or it gets stiff after a while, or this, that, and the other. There's various aspects of tripods, for instance, that Bogan had problems with. So, yeah, don't know where that all came from. I've not even had coffee this morning. I'm just in that sort of mental headspace where I need to sort of have it floating around and talk about it and get it out and just consume it. Almost sniff it up like wine. Give it a good old sniffy sniff, as Gary Vaynerchuk would say. Just take it all in. Another thing, I tried to contact CC Chapman from it, just if you don't know who CC is, he does an awesome podcast. And he's involved in loads of different projects, based in Boston. And I've spoke to him a few times, met up with him a few times at pod camps. Really nice guy. And he has a thing called Digital Dads. And I noticed on Digital Dads there isn't any international flavour. And I think that's sad because I'm sure, in fact, I know there's at least five or six people in the UK who I know through social networks who have either recently become dads or have been dads for 4 or 5 years. And it'd be nice to do something in the UK. So I'm thinking of probably starting a Digital Dads thing in the UK. I think that would be a really nice, lightweight, step away from the geek stuff and do something different. So I'm going to register that in a bit and then have a look at that at the end of the week. All go, all go, all hands to the pumps.